I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine passes a grim milestone today. It has now been 1 year since Russia invaded. Looking back on the year, Eric Mock of the Slav Gospel Association says,
"No one expected the full-fledged assault. We expected a fight for increased separation of the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. We expected there would be some kind of activity, but no one expected this. And then on the other side, it seems the Russians did expect it to be something short and accomplished. So no one really could have imagined that there would be a drawn-out conflict that was going to last entering into 1 year."
Ukrainian churches are getting aid and gospel hope to their people. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And hopes were high in December when China announced it was dropping the zero-COVID policy and things started to open up. Today, Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein says the economy isn't bouncing back as quickly as hoped. Part of the problem? Chinese people are leaving the country on vacation or forever and taking their money with them.
A lot of the people who have the ability to do so are seeking opportunities outside of China.
As the old saying goes, every cloud has a silver lining.
Some of those folks that we've had maybe a tough time reaching out to within China are becoming available in countries all around the world.
Now that you know, ask God how He wants you to respond. We'll connect you with Bibles for China through links at our website.
If China recovers and continues to move forward and some of these people go back to China with gospel in hand, then that's good for China.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.